Anyway, I'll be at Marlene's and sharing information mostly about the relatively rare Western Washington phenomenon, sunshine. Plenty of that out there today, but not all that usual in the course of a year. But sunshine unimpeded by clouds and its relationship to our health. Much of the information, but not all of it, will be about foods and nutrients research proven to protect our skins against skin cancer and other possibly harmful effects of too much sunshine. Sure, you can get a sunburn if you stay out there too long and don't pay attention. And a bit will be about why sunshine is really very good for us. For those who can't travel to Marlene's for the presentation, hey, what follows here is a summary of at least some of that information. Well, let's see. Dr. Michael Holick, who happens to be professor of medicine, dermatology, physiology, and biophysics, wow, at Boston University Medical Center, has written that for every case of skin cancer eliminated by sun avoidance, there are 20 or more cases of prostate or breast cancer caused by sun avoidance and the ensuing lack of sun-induced vitamin D. Yeah, I know. Folks say, well, I can just swallow my vitamin D. Excuse me? Sunshine doesn't have just a single frequency that creates vitamin D in human skins. Uh-uh. Got a whole bunch of other good things it does, too. Okay. Although getting our nutrients from what we eat is always best, supplements can also protect us against UV-related skin damage and skin cancer. I don't know if you heard about those experiments done with rabbits at a university in Texas. The researchers had two groups of rabbits eating standard rabbit chow. Don't know what that is, but they did. But one group was given added vitamin C, E, and A, and the other group was not given those same vitamins, or any at all, except what was in the rabbit chow. All were then subjected to what the researchers called intense ultraviolet radiation. Never mind sunshine, this is ultraviolet. For several hours a day. Well, at the end of the experiment, 24% of the rabbit chow only group got skin cancer. 0%, that's 0%, didn't mean to yell, of the rabbits supplemented with vitamin C, E, and A got skin cancer. Huh. Imagine that. The vitamins protected them against skin cancer, vitamin C, E, and A, in this experiment. Now, there's a lot of other things in that could be in our food, and hopefully if you're listening to this radio program, you eat whole, natural, hopefully organic, as much as possible. A lot of other things that protect us against solar damage, too. Let's see, there's carotenoids. Three particularly, beta-carotene, lutein, and lycopene, protect against UV-associated skin damage. How do they do that? By canceling the effects of free radicals, which are highly damaging molecules that can be released by UV exposure. And yes, they come from other places too, but UV exposure releases quite a number of free radicals. Beta-carotene has been found specifically to reduce melanoma risk and works with vitamin C, A, and E, the ones the rabbits got, for a multiplier effect for even better protection. Along with lutein and lycopene, beta-carotene also significantly reduces the redness caused by sunshine overexposure. Huh. We'll get to some stats in a second, but maybe 5 seconds. Lutein protects skin cells against both oxidative damage and DNA genetic damage. Ultraviolet-exposed skin protectives lutein shows less cell loss, less damage to the membranes of cells, and less damage to elastic tissues. Lutein. Yeah, you can take lutein as a vitamin. You can also eat the food that's got it. Mm-hmm. Researchers found that an oral lycopene supplement, what's lycopene? Yeah, it's a red pigment you find in tomato paste and watermelons and stuff. Researchers found that an oral lycopene supplement reduced the count of sunburn cells by 83%. Yes, I did say 83%. As compared with people who took no lycopene and had the same duration of sun exposure. A different research group reported a 40% reduction in sunshine-caused redness in individuals consuming just 16 milligrams of lycopene. You can find that in 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, or you can find it in a supplement, or you can eat a bunch of tomatoes and watermelon, or anything else with that red pigment in it. No kidding. Now, I'm going to digress here for just a moment. There's also some research that catches particularly women's attention when I tell them about it. Researchers got folks to volunteer to have their skins biopsied, and they found that the people who had the roughest skin had the least lycopene in their skin, and the people who had the smoothest skin, and these are all people of comparable ages. It wasn't 20-year-olds versus 80-year-olds. No, no, no. It was all people of same ages, but the ones with the roughest skin had the least lycopene in their skin, and the ones with the smoothest skin had the most lycopene in their skin. Uh-huh. Tomatoes, tomato paste, watermelon, anybody? Might keep your skin smooth. And yes, there are supplements too. Next thing, under carotenoids, beta-carotene is highest concentration in carrots, sweet potatoes, yams, pumpkins, spinach, kale, collard greens, and nearly any other yellow or orange vegetables. Now, lutein is high in spinach and kale. Hey guys, eat your veggies here. And relatively high in peas, Brussels sprouts, zucchini, pistachios. Well, there's a non-veggie. Broccoli and corn. Lutein. And as I mentioned, lycopene is the red pigment found in tomatoes and is actually bioavailable from ketchup, but make sure it's sugar-free ketchup, huh? There's also high lycopene in watermelon, pink guava, and papaya. See, you don't have to take it all from supplements. Watermelon, pink guava, papaya, smooth skin. Then we come around to flavonoids and polyphenols, which I guess means more than one phenol. They protect against cancer formation induced by UV radiation, too. The ones that have been studied most include, here goes a good name, epigallocatechin, gallate. Oh, wow. On the label, you'll see EGCG if you're in the natural food store or reading online. And where's that found? Green tea. Yeah. And other things, other flavonoids found in green tea called theoflavins and theorubins, those come from black tea. And caffeine. Yep, that's caffeine. No kidding. Flavonoids from citrus peel. And other polyphenols from grape seeds, red wine, cocoa. This ECGC stuff, which is in the green tea, reduces the frequency of gene mutation and aging in human skin fibroblasts, which make collagen in the skin and keep the skin thick. Exposed to both ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B over long periods of time. Black tea and green tea polyphenols both protect against ultraviolet B tumors, with black tea polyphenols offering the best protection. Yes, there was a study that showed that higher levels of tea consumption were associated with lower levels of both basal and squamous cell cancers. Wow! You mean to say that food, just plain old food, can protect us against the damaging effects of sunshine? Well, let me digress for just a moment. Anthropologists and archaeologists have found that our remote ancestors were born in the very sunniest tropical regions of this earth. And those people spent nearly all their time outdoors. Excuse me, at that time there weren't any doors. So of course they were not indoors, if there weren't any doors to be inside of, or outdoors if there were any doors to be outside of. There weren't any doors in those times. So everybody was, yes, out in nature. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Uh-huh. Our most remote ancestors were born there. Yeah. And you know, there's a book called The Bible that says the Garden of Eden was in a sunny tropical area too. And you know what? You ever seen any pictures of Adam and Eve with clothes on? Probably not. Now, as descendants of the original human inhabitants of planet Earth, our bodies are really built for sunshine. The sun is actually good for us unless we ignore our senses and allow ourselves to get sunburned. And as you've just heard, a lot of these foods and supplements derived from them allow us to go a lot longer without getting burned. Yep, no kidding. Well, let's get back to other things here. Citrus peel flavonoids have been found to protect against squamous cell cancer. And when they're combined with black tea, the protective effect is even greater. Oh, yeah, a little citrus peel in your black tea, huh? Polyphenols from cocoa, significantly protected against UV-induced redness. There's another one that does that. Yeah. These nutrients have all been found to work by helping conserve internally produced antioxidant enzymes and glutathione. We've heard of that. It's a major antioxidant in everybody's body. Mm-hmm. In addition to the foods noted above, many herbs, spices, and seasonings, including rosemary, oregano, thyme, and garlic, are rich in polyphenols that protect against UV. Then we got vitamin C. This nutrient significantly reduces the decline in glutathione again and superoxide dismutase induced by UV. And then we have vitamin E. Look at all this stuff that protects us against sunshine. As mixed to copperols, it protects against UV-induced DNA damage. No kidding. Most B vitamins protect us against skin cancer, too, all except for vitamin B2. We got to be careful there, because B2 actually can make risk greater, but if we are taking a sufficient amount of vitamin C, that doesn't happen. Now, all those other B vitamins, B1, B3, etc., 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 are protective against UV damage, including methylfolate, which inhibits UV-induced breaks in DNA. Now, folate is very sensitive to breakdown by UV. It sacrifices itself to stop those breaks in DNA. So if you're exposed to more than a little sun, consider using a methylfolate supplement. Yeah, because folate in food also breaks down more rapidly than nearly any other nutrient. We're coming to the end of things we can do to protect ourselves without slathering sunscreen, which, by the way, there's a couple of books on that tell us can be dangerous. Without slathering sunscreen all over ourselves, there's fish oil. It significantly reduces UV-induced suppression of the immune system and cancer. By contrast, omega-6 fatty acids, which are mostly found in veggie oils, are associated with UV-induced DNA damage and tumor growth. Population studies show a trend toward a lower risk of squamous cancers and melanoma with higher ratios of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Then we have olive oil, which is high in omega-9 and monounsaturated fatty acids. It helps slow signs of skin aging and protects against skin cancers. Yup. Where did I get all this information? Of course, from a published medical journal called Nutrition Reviews in 2010, written by Dr. Neva Shapira, N-I-V-A-S-H-A-P-I-R-A. She was an Israeli research scientist. She's the one who pointed out to us that if you happen to be Greek and live in Greece and adopt the Mediterranean diet, or you've been on it all your life, you got 3 chances in 100,000 of getting melanoma. But if you happen to be the same ethnic Greek, same age, and you've emigrated to Australia and you're eating the standard Australian diet, which is, of course, abbreviated SAD, so sad, just like the standard American diet, so sad, where your chances are 36 per 100,000 of melanoma. And what Dr. Shapira had to say is it's not your ethnic background. It's not the sunshine. Yeah. It's not where you live. It's what you eat that keeps you healthy or lets you get sick. And that's not at all to ignore exercise and mental health and so forth. But when it's skin cancer we're talking about, folks, there is so much in the diet that we can do to protect ourselves. We don't really need to be slathering on the quasi-dangerous sunscreens like we're told to. One last word before we go to our break, and that is, take a look at the incidence of skin cancer in the 1920s and the use of sunscreen. And then track the monograph as the incidence of skin cancer goes up. Guess what? It goes up in parallel to the use of sunscreens. I'm not kidding. Look for a graphic of that sometime. Now, that does not mean that sunscreen causes skin cancer for sure. No, no, no. But does it mean that it prevents skin cancer if the rate of skin cancer goes up right in parallel with sunscreens? Let's stick with the diet and its components. And now let's go to our break.